Sorry about that. Just caught me brushing my teeth. I'm getting ready to go to bed, but I want to let everybody know that Kelly and I, we recorded our first ever after the credit scene, the post-credit scene, in the honor of Marvel in the new Deadpool movie. That's amazing. Go see it. I think I've said this before, but it's just incredible. It's one of the funniest things ever. The video game's awesome too. But we recorded an after-credit scene, so you're going to have to stick around after the music plays at the very end of the podcast to figure out what the hell we were talking about, because it was a lot of rambling, but it might be something cool. So just listen. Bye-bye. What's happening, everybody? You're listening to a podcast. It's called The Walking Dead, a Walking Naked podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Justin.
And I'm your other host, Kelly. And I don't really know why we're being so subdued when this was actually... We have a lot to cheer about at this particular moment.
No. I'm super stoked. Reason why I put that up at the front is because I put our stuff on YouTube, and I think a lot of the people are disappointed whenever they... click on our video and there's no video at all and it's just audio, and I literally just put up one static image.
Yeah, this is a podcast.
Yeah, it's a podcast. Sorry if you're watching / listening on YouTube right now, but we just like to throw it up on there just in case anybody wants to follow along with our ramblings on The Walking Dead. So now that we've got that out of the way, let's talk about this mother flippin' episode. Season 6, episode 10, The Next World. What did you think?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. I hate to start at the end, at the beginning.
No, I don't know how you can not.
I know. We have to. I mean, did you, like, jump up and down and scream and go, like that? Rishon, it happened.
I know. It was incredible. I was watching with my girlfriend, as always, on Sunday nights. And as soon as they start making out, well, actually, as soon as they... You know, they show that image of the hand holding, and then the makeout starts happening, and the groping starts happening. Yeah. I was like, they're sexing it up right now.
I know, they're finally getting it on. Yeah. See, I did not, contrary to a group text that you and I were in with your dad.
Yes.
At the beginning of the episode, I didn't think that they had already sealed the deal. No. At the beginning. To me, they just seem like just their typical. They've been living together for a long time, like they always have.
Yeah, exactly. Because they've always been playful. I mean, since they got their initial, like, meeting each other, because Rick's not usually very good when he first meets people these days. And I went back and got watched season 3 before we podcasted our top 3 full discussion of last week's episode. Yeah. And it was weird watching that, because it was season 3, episode 9 is what I watched, and he still didn't really trust her. That was back whenever Andrea and Michonne were besties, because Michonne saved Andrea, and that during that episode, Rick's like, as soon as she gets, you know, as soon as we get her back, you're gone, or something like that. And then to watch this, it's insanity. But
well, I remember it was towards the end of the season when Rick looked Michonne, I mean, he stared at her ass. And I guess
she's got a good ass. She's got a good ass.
Great ass. And he was staring at it, but, you know, he looked away, didn't make any, you know, playful comment or anything. But those of us that are paying attention, I thought, oh, yeah, we got something going on here. And so
it was like he broke the fourth wall with looking at her ass. And he was like, oh, shit. They caught us. They caught me right now. Dang it.
Yeah. So that was so awesome. I love it for Carl, because obviously, and let me just say this right now, Justin.
Mm-hmm.
I would kill you. I love you so much. I would kill you.
You would. So, thank you.
Only in the Walking Dead world,
you too.
Would that be a very tender moment?
Yeah, exactly. I love you so much. I would kill you.
I'd kill you. I'd do it for you.
Most of the time, that will get you arrested.
Exactly. And I have it here on my notes, Justin. I'd kill you because I love you.
Because
and I'm
I
thinking, dang it, this is. I mean, this is going to be motive eventually.
You can't say that in the real world, because then when it actually happens,
Exactly.
You can't write it down. I mean,
wrote it down. I'm just going to scratch it out right now.
At the maximum, you can say it over an in-person conversation, because then it's just hearsay. If but that now, person's actually murdered,
I did it in a podcast. So
you're screwed. We're both screwed since I said it as well. Yeah, I love the way that the writers did that though, with Michonne and Rick, kind of throwing us off, because the entire episode, I'm thinking, wait, did we just see what I think we saw? And I love the time jump. I thought it was probably one of my favorite time jumps that they've ever done.
Yeah.
Which is weird, because we saw this ridiculously bleak, dark episode. Actually, what is it? I mean, it's been for the past, I don't know how long. This has got to be the funniest episode of The Walking Dead I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was.
Jesus is a ninja, for one.
Yeah, he's a badass.
He is a badass. And so, there were so many great moments with Rick and Daryl. And Jesus. I thought it was very lighthearted. There was a lot of serious things that happened in it, but I think the time jump was really needed, although it wasn't that far, because, you know, Judith is still baby Judith.
I know, she still looks the exact same. No matter how many time jumps they do,
she's exactly
the same. She's got a little bit bigger head.
No, that's the same baby.
Oh, not from seasons past, it's not the same baby.
No, it's from last week, it's the same baby from last week.
Yes, exactly. From last week, it's the exact same baby. Carl looks a little bit older. Baby looks the exact same. So, which actually, I guess Carl doesn't really look old or anything.
No, he just looked like his eye was maybe healing a little bit more. Obviously, he's up and around.
What did you think when you first saw that, though? Whenever the episode opened and you come in and it's on that shot of Carl with his eye patch holding baby Judith, did you think it was a dream?
Yes.
I did too.
Yeah.
I was thinking we're in some kind of dreamlike state. Yeah. And
something really bad is going to happen in this episode. Worse than, you know, I mean, this is really bad. Somebody is on the brink of death.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was very happy to see that that wasn't the case, that we had a little time jump, that we got to enough of, you know, even if it was just a couple of weeks. Maybe a month since Jesse. I mean, it couldn't be, because Deanna looked amazing still as a walker.
Yeah, she did. She still looked really fresh.
Yeah.
As a walker.
I mean, like within an hour fresh.
Yeah, because she looked basically like the wolf that we just saw last week. When he turned within 10 minutes or whatever. She still looked like that as well.
Her hair was even thicker. As
I
a
think
walker,
it was. I think it was
in
She's
real
been
life.
Seen some Pantene Pro-V, full body.
so yeah, she looked great.
Yeah, she did. She did look fantastic. Yeah, it was a nice moment though, to see Spencer have to be the one that releases her and everything.
Okay, let me tell you this. So I do the story sync.
Yes.
And there was one of the first questions, because you know we see in the beginning of the episode, you know, you see that Michonne finds Spencer walking in the woods with a shovel on his back. What is the deal? You know, it's kind of left up in the air.
Oh, it's like a pole or something.
Yeah. And the poll was basically everyone voted he's up to no good. I mean, overwhelmingly, like 75% of the people. And it took me a long time before I realized, oh, he's out there to find his mom to bury her.
Well, the problem is AMC kind of ruins shit.
The fact
that they put those promotional pictures out of the walker, it was just from the neck down, and you saw the necklace, but you could see that the body's deteriorated like a walker.
Yeah.
And there's no question that it was Deanna.
I didn't see it.
Thank God for that for you, because I got spoiled twice. I got spoiled because of that. I knew that Deanna was coming at some point. I was surprised that she didn't come last week, but I was talking to my girlfriend before the episode. And we were thinking, okay, you know, what's Spencer, what's he doing out there? And we were both like, okay, he's going to run into Deanna. He's going to have to kill her. And then AMC did it once again. where they put the freaking person's name that's going to be in the episode that you're watching.
Right.
So I knew that we were going to see Jesus as soon. Now, granted, I follow along with The Walking Dead way more than the average person. Not as much as like the extreme Walking Dead fans, but enough to know whenever I saw Tom Payne's name in the opening credits that, oh, we're getting Jesus in this episode. So, but I absolutely loved his character. I thought he was fantastic. Jesus is one of my favorite characters in the comic books. I think he's going to be a fan favorite on the TV show.
Unless, oh my God.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do right now because everything's kind of up in the air with his character because the way they left off, it was a little bit awkward.
They didn't kill him.
No. Well, no, they didn't kill him, but did you not see the very, very end?
I'm just saying, they didn't kill him. If it would have been any regular bad dude, they would have killed him. Mm. So it's going to be a good thing.
I hope so.
I think it'll be fine.
I certainly hope so. He definitely came in on Rick and Michonne.
That
Bucky
part was
naked.
A bummer. That was a bummer that he came in and they were butt naked. I mean,
they were done though.
I know, but they were comfy for God's sakes. You know, when was the last time that we've said this before that Rick has gotten happy?
It's been a long time
with another human being. I don't know if he gets happy by himself.
Who knows? That's on his own. Rick. Yeah. That's Rick time right there.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it's never quite as happy as when somebody's there, but
it's not as good as Michonne time.
Oh my gosh. And that shot was so beautiful with the light and dark of their bodies intertwined. That was, that was such a beautiful shot. So I was very shocked when Jesus, you know, shows up because I just wasn't expecting it.
That dude is like, he's Houdini.
He is Houdini.
Basically, he can get out of everything. Whenever all of a sudden you hear him on the top of that truck.
Yeah. How did he get on the top of the truck?
I was dumbfounded. I was wondering, what the crap? How did he get on top of the truck that quick? Now, I know that Rick and Daryl, they were taking their sweet ass time after they knocked him out and, you know, tied him up in the road. But man, that was super duper fast that he got up there. Man, I was gonna tell you something about that sex scene. Dang it.
Oh really? Please do.
I know what it was. It's funny to watch the show and especially in this episode because we got this amazing Rick and Daryl episode, which was so nice to finally you know get some main focus on some characters after having a full first half of the season 6 kind of just little bits and pieces all over the place. It was really nice to kind of focus and hone in on a few characters because I think that's when The Walking Dead is at its best. But my girlfriend pointed out the fact that how grouchy Daryl is. I think it's time that he gets some booty.
Yeah, well, hopefully.
I think it's needed.
Hopefully Carol will be around for that.
I don't know. I still haven't quite figured Daryl out as a character on the show.
What do you mean?
Do
you still think he's gay?
I don't know. He's asexual for sure.
I think he is. I think he is. I don't know that. Does he ever have sex? Has he ever had sex? Have you ever felt like he was going to have sex?
No, never.
Yeah.
I take that back. With Beth.
For a second with Beth, yeah.
Yeah, with Beth, for like a tiny, tiny second, I did feel like that they had more of a physical connection than Daryl's usual. He kind of has like emotional/spiritual connections with people as opposed to straight getting down to action time.
Yeah.
Physical connections. But yeah, he was super grouchy in this episode, but I loved it. I think one of my favorite moments was whenever they were coming back and Jesus is tied up in the car, and Rick keeps swerving the car, so he falls on Daryl's shoulder.
Yes.
It was so good. There were so many awesome moments in this episode. It was so much fun.
That was hilarious. Okay, so let me ask you this. This was another one of the polls that they did on the Story Sync. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we go back and forth with Rick, and whether it's never going to be Rick and Daryl at the same time, obviously, that both of them are optimistic when it, you know, if Rick says, let's not go out and find people, then Daryl says, that's what we need to do. I'm going to go out and make a run. I'm going to go find some people.
Yes.
You know, and then they reverse that. So the question was, is Rick's Rick's optimistic new outlook, is it refreshing or is it dangerous?
Well, our history lessons in the past have shown us that it's dangerous whenever Rick lets his guard down a little bit.
Yes.
And it was dangerous in this episode because Rick was kind of a little bit more nonchalant than you would think he would be after seeing all the things that he has seen previously. Because you would think that whenever they initially met Jesus, that would have been it. They'd have tied his ass up. Yeah, I'm sorry. What do you think you're getting away? We've got guns here, son.
Right.
And they just kind of, it was funny. I love the moment because Rick's asking him the three questions and he's like, nope, don't have time. See you later. Yeah,
right.
But yeah, I'm going to sadly.
Vote. Even, come on, vote.
I know. I'm such a whiff.
Yeah, come on. I don't need to hear all your vote.
And you're like, just one word answers, damn it.
Refreshing or dangerous?
I'm going to say it was refreshing. I can't speak either. I'm going to blame it on the white Russian I'm having. I'm going to say it was refreshing for me. What do you say?
I said dangerous because I went through the same thought process that you did. You know, it's called
the kettle black over here.
Exactly.
I see.
Exactly. That's why I was trying to make you hurry up. I said dangerous, but most people said it was 53% of the people that took the poll said it was refreshing. And it was. It was nice to see him with more of a positive, non-crazy, normal human being outlook. But for me, that is never. That's never a good thing. No. Oh, well, in the Walking Dead world, we know it's typically not a good thing.
Yeah, it's typically not a good thing. But it is weird how they always have those conflicting ideologies. They can never get on the same page, Rick and Daryl. But, oh, well, it made for lots of fun moments.
It's a great bromance.
It's great.
So my first reaction to the episode, of course, was Rick's shirt, that denim shirt, you know, the snap shirt. I mean, I was just all like, oh my God, he looks so good in it. And of course I tweeted it and me and some other girls talked about how great he looked. And then I was watching the story sync and they were talking about when Shane and Rick had, you remember, it was back in season 2 when they took Randall and dumped him off, but they left him with a knife. But remember, they tied him up and they left him with a knife. Rick had on the same shirt.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. Nothing is an accident in The Walking Dead.
No, I mean, I don't think that things are an accident either. There was a spot whenever they come up to that gas station and those cigarettes, the signs that were on the wall, which I noticed a lot of that because I used to work in that industry and everything.
Uh-huh.
It said Silver Wings Cigarettes.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and I'd have to say that's a shout out to the Saviors because they, you know, they have the little, I don't know, I guess they're very similar to what Daryl wears on the back of his jacket.
That's
those
very
angel
true.
Wings.
Yeah.
It's always been weird with Daryl. He's such an interesting character. You know, not only because of the fact that he's been around since the first season and, you know, him and Rick get along so well and he's just a badass and everything, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't want to spoil it, that happens in the comic books that when you try to place Daryl in the comic book world and who he kind of resembles as a character, it's very difficult. And I can't wait to find out what happens with his character going forward. But
there was a lot of people that were making comparisons, Daryl and Jesus comparisons on Twitter.
Yeah, back in the day, that was like...
No, I mean tonight.
Oh, tonight
just
as well?
Tonight. Yeah, just because the fact that they're both very badass.
Yeah.
Just
loners.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and there was a lot of things that... I could see those two being big buds.
I could see that. I wonder if the world's... even though what was the name of this episode? The Next World.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, whenever we saw those promos, it says a larger world lies ahead or something like that.
Right.
Is the world big enough for Jesus and Daryl?
I think it is.
You think so? You're like, I hope it is.
I hope it is.
I certainly hope it is.
We've got another. Oh, and I hate to say this because there's so many people that have. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Jesus is played by a British dude.
Oh, yeah. Tom Payne.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that I have friends that'll come up and go, oh, my God, I didn't even know Andrew Lincoln. Spoke with a British accent.
He's so sexy now.
No, they were like, it took me out of things when I heard him talk like that. And I'm like, did you listen very long to hear him talk? Because it's hot as hell.
Yeah, like it puts either me right way. Back into it.
Exactly. Either way, talk to me in either accent. So I love that we only get British dudes that do amazing Southern accents. Dudes and dudettes, obviously.
Yes, dudes and dudettes, because, yeah. I mean, yeah, we've got British, we've got, I can't even remember who all else is actually not from the States or definitely not from the South. There's probably more that are not than that are, because, I mean, even Norman Reedus, even though he's probably got the best Southern accent, and he's not from the South.
I know, but he seems the most Southern out of anybody.
He definitely does. It always confuses me when I find out that he's not from, like, somewhere in Alabama or something like that.
Yeah.
But he's
West not. Virginia. I don't know.
That's
someplace
that's
in.
Is that the South?
Well, it is when you think about what rednecks they are.
Oh, well, there definitely are. I mean, if you watch that Netflix show, The Wild and Wonderful World of the Whites. I had to say that very slow because it's a tongue twister. Then you're like, dang, you like, because, you know, we're from the South and we think that there's some crazy redneck people around. Nope.
Everywhere. They're everywhere, actually.
Netflix show. Yeah. And then it's fantastic. I love watching that show. Well, I love the episode.
I do too.
I'm going to say right now, I liked it more than last week. I think it was a better episode for me.
What?
Yep. It was just overall, I enjoyed this episode more than last week. If I had to rate it, I would give last week's episode an 8.25. And I'm
going
to give The Next World a 9 out of 10.
Okay.
It blew my socks off. Rick and Daryl, Michonne, Rishon.
Okay, now I will say, I liked this episode as much as last week. Because you've got to have these slower. It was slower, but it wasn't slow. I mean, there was a lot of stuff that went on. A little more light.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't a lot of stakes in this episode.
Right.
There wasn't anything that you. Now, there might have been something that happened in this episode. It would have taken us by surprise. Had Jesus met Rick and Daryl, and Jesus killed Daryl all of a sudden. It would have shocked the hell out of me.
Right.
But you didn't really feel like there was.
The walkers
or danger.
Yeah, the walkers that were tied to the tractor, they got loose, and I was like, oh, okay.
I guess
they're loose.
I felt a little bit of danger there, but whenever he pulled the gun on Daryl, I knew he was going to save him. I think everybody probably felt
because
like
we had already seen the walker come up, so we knew.
Yeah. It wasn't going to get Daryl. But regardless of that, even though the episode compared to last week where it was just full of high stakes, this episode to me, even though, like you said, it was lighthearted, less stakes involved, I just thought overall it was a stronger episode. I loved everything about it. I loved the way it was constructed, the fact that we saw that opening scene with Rick and Michonne, and you're thinking about the rest of the episode and the way that the episode is bookended with Rick and Michonne once again, and they're talking about their day, you know, just like how a couple would in real life
without
the apocalypse.
Yes, I loved how realistic it was.
Yeah.
And I loved that when Rick took off his boots, I thought, pew.
Yeah, Rick,
you've been running
Rick
in those
be really stinky.
Yeah, you've been running in those boots all day long. Rick, take one of those mints before you kiss her.
Can we get these fools some New Balance shoes, some Nikes, some, I don't know, some windbreaker pants, maybe. Good God. They run in these tight ass pants with the boots.
I know. The boots, all I can think of, because of you and your boots, yeah. I think of blood in their boots.
Exactly.
Every time I see them running.
You know, so. Rick's got some fugly ass feet.
I know.
Michonne's like, oh shit, I was in the mood, but I'm not in the mood anymore.
Put your boots back on. Damn
put
it.
Things back on. Yeah. I if nobody knows that's listening right now, I cosplay as Rick from time to time because I've got his crazy curly hair and the beard that I can grow. But I have a pair of boots. They're basically identical to what Rick wears.
But they're not the right size.
They are not the right size. Dear God, I hope that Andrew Lincoln has the right size boots when he's out there sprinting.
I'm assuming he does.
Yeah, they got a little bit more money than I do for boots budgets. So,
you know, the money that you have spent at the foot doctor getting your toenails removed.
Exactly. Could have covered a pair of boots.
Exactly. Yeah. Some that actually fit you. So,
well, I've got to make it realistic. I got to feel like I'm in the zombie apocalypse. I got to hurt. I got to feel pain.
Oh, my God. If you saw us at the San Diego Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so bad.
Well, I gotta act like I'm in pain whenever I'm out on the floor at San Diego Comic Con. Back when I'm at the hotel room, I'm like, "Oh my God, my feet are hurting so bad." That's when you know I have Michonne comfort me, and I can be a big baby about everything.
Way to go,
Rick. I'm digging it. We'll have to talk about more whenever we come back in our full discussion. The question that I want to talk about is, and I want. If you're listening, I want you to send us your feedback, your comments, your thoughts, because I want to know, are people going to be annoyed with the fact that Rick is, even though there's a time jump, that Jesse was an afterthought? Like, who was Jesse? I don't even remember who that hot was.
Oh, and I will say this too, because Walker Stalker Con London was this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And
it looked amazing.
Oh, it did look amazing. And Alexandria,
Breckenridge? Yeah,
Breckenridge, I can say, but I can never get her first name right.
Oh, I can get it right.
And what is it?
Alexandra.
Okay, because of Alexandria and yes. Alexandra. She said that she would have liked one more season for Jesse to just have one more season. Well, apparently Rick didn't.
No, Rick was ready for some Michonne time.
So...
I want to know, do you feel upset, annoyed, you're totally fine with it? What are your thoughts on the fact that we had such an epic episode last week, and it was all about Jesse, you know, being killed, Rick seeing these flashbacks of Jesse and the moments with him, and then time jump, don't even remember her. She was that ex-girlfriend that we don't even talk about. She who shall not be named, basically. So, yeah, let us know your thoughts. You can Gmail us. It's thewalkingnaked@gmail.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. It's The Walking Naked on both of those. Please let us know your comments. We want to talk about them and discuss them whenever we come back later this week for our full discussion of the episode. But it was a fantastic episode. I can't wait to watch it again. It's going to be so much fun. And I'm actually really ready to watch The Talking Dead as well, because there was something with Andy Lincoln on there, probably about Michonne.
And Nathan Fillion is on there.
Oh, yes. Yes. Old Nathan Fillion.
Yeah.
Your ex.
My ex-boo. Yeah. And did you notice I never even brought him up?
I know you didn't. Well,
that's how over him I am.
Exactly. Sorry. Got Andrew Lincoln in your life now.
That's right. I didn't even like his answers on the story sync, so suck it, Nathan.
Yeah. You should have hung out with me that time. Wherever
in Dallas.
Dallas Comic
Con. Dallas. Exactly.
Yep. Right. Well, it was a lot of fun, and yeah, make sure you hit that subscribe button, leave your comments, all that kind of good stuff, and we'll be back later on this week.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Bye now.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need. I share with you my story. Would you share your dollar with me? Bad times are coming.
You thought you were going to get rid of us, but you didn't. And we're back because we've got a bonus question, because this is what we do every time. We get off the podcast and we still keep talking about The Walking Dead after we stop podcasting about The Walking Dead.
Because we started talking about the things that we didn't necessarily want to say sometimes. Yeah. You know, there's some things you don't want to say.
I know. Like, you want to rein stuff in so that way you're like, you got an excuse to come back for our full podcast discussion.
Right.
But so what were we talking about?
We were talking about the whole one of the story sync things that they asked was with, you know, the excitement of Rick and Michonne getting together. I was giving you crap about the fact that Nathan Fillion didn't even answer that question right, because he said that, no, he wasn't excited. It was a bad thing because of the fact that, have you ever noticed that if Andrew Lincoln makes sweet, sweet love to you, it doesn't turn out well for you.
That it's not good at all.
It is not good at all. And we were talking about the fact that it's been widely out there on social media that Andrew Lincoln said that the final episode of this season made him physically ill. And he's never felt that way about an episode. And he actually slept in, didn't make it to work on time, which he's never done before, because of how he felt about this episode. It wasn't until our conversation after the podcast was over, you and I.
Yes.
It didn't occur to me that maybe, do we lose Michonne in that final?
I didn't think that could ever happen until we got this episode. But to your point, if you get it on with Rick in any form or fashion, whether it be a handhold or a wave, you know, you're a goner pretty much so far in the zombie apocalypse of The Walking Dead.
They don't seem to let him be happy.
No, not at all. Now, I will say, this is a slight spoiler, but it's not really, because this character is already dead in the TV show. But Rick is with a certain character in the comic books, Andrea.
Yeah.
And they've been together for quite some time in the comic books.
See, and that's the thing that, one, I always found surprising that they got rid of Andrea in the TV show, because we knew in the comic book that they were together. And so I was always so disappointed, because Andrea could have been such an amazing character that for some reason they didn't let play out on the screen.
Oh, they ruined her character. Yeah. Jesus. When I went back and watched that episode in season three, I was like, oh my God, please let it stop how poorly they wrote her character.
Yeah, it was bad. It was like they suddenly hated her.
I don't know. I don't know what she did, but yeah, it was horrendously bad when I went back and watched it. But getting off topic, I'm worried now. I'm worried because Andrew Lincoln said that it, like you said, it sickened him. He wanted to throw up. Maggie, Lauren Cohen, she said that she wanted to quit. She didn't even want to do the show anymore. I am really worried now.
Okay.
I want to know your thoughts. I want to know other people's thoughts.
Okay. We'll have to get deeper into this conversation. Yeah. Let's just stop this right now. We'll get deeper into it when we do our full therapy session, because I have so many thoughts now.
Yes. Let us know. Are you now worried about Michonne losing?
Well, I wasn't, Justin and Kelly, but now I am.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks. Yeah, thanks for ruining my day. I had so much fun with this episode, then you just ruined it all. Yeah, so let us know your thoughts. You can, you know.
Way to suck all the joy out of the room.
Yeah, that's what we're good at. Suck that joy right out of you. So you already heard all the things. So
yeah, exactly.
Message us on all the things.
Okay, yeah, do that. And then, you know, join us so we can talk about this more.
Exactly. Good night.
Bye-bye. Now have a good day.
Yeah,
sorry.
A fantastic day.
So
all
sorry.
That Michonne fun you were having.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.